Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible with God. Well, thank you for coming out on this wonderful morning, this beautiful morning. Let's say a word of prayer and then we'll get into our Bible lesson. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to come into your very presence. Thank you for your presence that is here with us this morning. Manifest yourself to us, O God. Speak to us your very word. Just talk to God this morning and say, God, speak to me this morning. Speak to my heart this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Speak to us this morning, O God. Let us hear from you, from your very word, from the very throne room of grace. Thank you for our gathering here together. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Oh, glory. I'm excited about the word of God. Great. So we've been looking at healing the last couple of weeks. And you can catch up on the website or you can catch up on the in the iTunes podcast as well. We have the podcast in the iTunes store, so you can catch up there. So first we looked at the fact that healing is the will of God. And then we looked at healing in the new, healing is the will of God, where does sickness come from? And then we looked at, last week, we looked at healing in the New Testament. This morning, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 15 and 22, if you please. Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15, 22. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This woman came to Jesus and was crying out, Lord, have mercy. Notice the first thing she did was cry for mercy. I know that I am not part of this covenant. I know that I am outside. I know that maybe my life may not be right, but God, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Oh, son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. My Lord, this woman has come to Jesus, the one who has the answer, the solution to what she is faced with. And Jesus is not saying anything. And then his disciples got concerned and came and urged him, saying, "Send her away. She's making too much noise. She's crying after us. Just send her away." And Jesus said, "I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." You have to realize that the ministry of Jesus was functioning under the old covenant. And the new covenant had not come into play. The Bible is made up of two covenants, two testaments. We call it the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. So Jesus here is functioning, his ministry is under the Old Covenant. And he said, "I was not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So that's what he's saying. I'm sent only to the house of Israel. That is where my ministry, God has sent me, to the house of Israel. But this woman refused to give up. She came and worshiped him. First, she cried for mercy. Next, she worshiped him. She's taking this thing a step further. Jesus is saying, "I'm not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This woman came and worshipped him and said, "Lord, help me." That's a good prayer to pray. "Lord, help me." That's the one you always answer that one. Lord, when you don't know what to do, when now you are surrounded by so many things that you don't know what to do with, cry out and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." That's a prayer that he always answers. She cried for mercy. Now she's crying out, "Lord, help me." That's a cry of faith. And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog." Jesus is now testing this woman's persistence. "I came to Jesus for healing for my daughter, and he is calling me a dog." He can forget about his healing. "I'm not interested anymore." "I'm a dog? What are you saying?" But you have to realize that the Jews at the time considered the Gentiles outside. They call them dogs. These people don't even count. They don't have a standing with God. But this woman will not give up. And she said, "Yes, Lord." Or the old version says, "Truth, Lord. Your word is truth. What you have said is the truth." I mean, she didn't give up. "I may be a dog. I may be outside. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the table." Hallelujah. She doesn't give up. She refuses to give up. She's just pressing in and saying, "Well, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn away and go away home. I need my daughter healed, and I need her healed today. You can call me all the names, but I'm not going." "I'm not going anywhere." Hallelujah. "I am not going." Jesus is testing how desperate, how bad do you want this? Jesus is a gentleman. He will not insult anybody. He will not insult anybody. He's a gentleman. But she's testing this woman's persistence of faith. "Even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Hallelujah. "I can take a crumb today. And I know that that crumb is enough to make my daughter whole. Today is my day of deliverance. The day of my daughter's deliverance. Today is the day that I want to receive healing for her. I am not living without it. The children can eat the bread, but I will take the crumb today. I am not living." It was a persistence of faith. Jesus said, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be unto you as you desire." Let it be unto you as you desire. There are only two people mentioned in the Bible with great faith. This woman and then the man, the centurion, whose child was also healed. Those are the only two people that Jesus said they had great faith. Hallelujah. Yes, she refused to give up. They refuse to give up. We have come today. We are not letting our miracle pass us by today. Today is our day of deliverance. Today, that is the day that we expect to be healed. The Bible says that now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear the word of God, don't hack it in your heart. Today is my day, and I'm not living without my miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting excited. Jesus, I am not living today without my miracle. My daughter is sick, vexed with a demon. I want that demon out of her life. That demon is not meant to be in her. She's severely tormented. Today is my day. Hallelujah. The persistence of faith. You have to realize that healing is the children's bread. It's the children's bread. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Christianity is the father and his family. The father and his family. We are his children, and he is our father. The Apostle Paul, praying for the church at Ephesus, says that, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Hallelujah. He is your Father. Healing is the children's bread. That takes Christianity out of the other religions. It's now a relationship between you and your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. It's now a relationship between you and your heavenly Father. This woman shows us a great lesson, that there is no distance in prayer. The daughter is not there, but she is in the presence of Jesus. But she believed that Jesus has enough power to speak the word of God for her daughter to be made whole wherever she is. We can come to God in prayer on our behalf, on the behalf of our loved ones, and receive and believe that Jesus will touch them as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Death had faith. She refused to be denied. And she showed us as well that healing, Jesus is willing to heal. It's for everybody. God, Jesus Christ, has paid the price for our healing. And you have to have persistence to receive from God. Sometimes you may say that maybe if I had been in the presence of Jesus, when Jesus walked the earth, it would have been easy for me to receive from him. Notice how it was for this woman. She had to persist that I've come for my miracle today, and I'm not going to leave without it. Some people will have left, but she persisted, asked for mercy, worshiped him, and got what she wanted on the day that she wanted it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healing is our family right. It belongs to us. Jesus Christ has purchased our redemption from all sicknesses and infirmities. And we just come to him, and he will tell us that according to your faith, let it be unto you. Let it be unto you. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a woman in here, which our adopted grandparents for our children, and she came in here and she had two issues. She sat exactly where you are. She had two issues. One, she had a brain tumor, and then she had pain in her leg. She almost could not walk. And we stood right here and said, "No, this one is a child of God. Healing belongs to her. She's God's property. We rebuke that tumor. We rebuke that pain to go away." And we saw her a couple of days, and she said, "You'll be glad to know, I went to the doctor, that tumor is gone."
Amen.
And I bloody hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And she said, "I went to the other doctor for my hip, there is no pain there. He says, I don't have to see you for a long time. Hallelujah. Isn't that just like our Jesus? That's just like our Jesus. Hallelujah. That's just like our Jesus. Honoring his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go on. Healing is the children's bread. The Psalms, most of them are messianic. Most of them are prophetic, pointing to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and pointing to what he did or what he was going to do. So like, for instance, if you look at Psalm 22, verse 1, that whole psalm is referring to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where do you remember that? Jesus said that on the cross. And so if you read through that whole thing, it's talking about his crucifixion. But Psalm 23, we are living in that now. So let's go to Psalm 23. Are you ready for this? My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Where do you remember that? John chapter 10. Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Thank you, Lord. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I am walking through this valley of the shadow of death. I am surrounded by the spiritual death. I'm surrounded by death, but I will fear no evil. I refuse to tolerate fear in my life. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let's say you go home today. You set up a table. You may have bread on that table. You may have so many items on that table. That table has been prepared before you in the presence of your enemies. Remember, healing is the children's bread. I wonder if there is bread on this table that he has prepared. I wonder if there is any bread on it. Hallelujah. This woman asked for a crumb. All she got was a crumb. And that crumb was enough to make her daughter whole. How much more we children that are in the family with bread on the table. If you eat the whole bread, imagine what will happen to you. Hallelujah. There is bread on the table. So I'm not going to focus, and you should not focus on the enemies that you are surrounded by. Focus on the table. Focus on the bread that is on the table. Keep your eyes on the table. You are in the family dinner room. Bread is on the table. There is provision on the table. There is deliverance on the table. Notice that the correlation between the woman. The woman said, my daughter is vexed by a demon. That is, the devil is our enemy. That demon was an enemy to the woman. But he's prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I may be surrounded in this valley of the shadow of death by enemies. I may be surrounded by circumstances. I may be surrounded by things that are over my head that I have no way to deal with. But thank God, I'm not going to focus on the enemies. I'm going to focus on the table. I'm going to keep your eyes on the table. Healing is the children's bread. Like when you go to your table, you say, can you pass me some bread, please? Just say, Jesus has purchased my redemption from sicknesses and he's paid for my healing. Please pass me some of the bread. Please pass me some of the bread. Hallelujah. Pass me some of that bread. I am willing to partake of that bread. That woman could only get a crumb. But thank God, he is my Father from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. There's one family down here and there's some family in heaven. I am part of the family of God. And so I choose to partake of the bread on the table. Hallelujah. I'm not going to focus on the enemy. No, don't focus on the enemy. Keep your eyes on the table. Healing is on the table. Deliverance from demons is on the table. Deliverance from circumstances is on the table. All you have to do is say, Lord, please pass me some of that bread. Pass me some of that bread. Pass me whatever the provision that you are looking for, that's on the table. It's there. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will not fear any evil. He is with me. Where do you remember that? Before he left, he says, lo, lo, I am with you always unto the end of the age. He will never leave us or forsake us, is what he says. Jesus, Lord, help me. I know that you are with me. You are with me. You are with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. It is on that table. Deliverance is the children's bread. It is on that table. Just pick it up and partake of it. Just thank him when it confronts you. And just say, Father, I thank you that it is bread. I receive it. I receive it. And I walk is the fullness of it. I thank you for it. No matter what the issue is, there is deliverance. Oppressing, depressing, all depression that you can think of, there is deliverance on the table. Hallelujah. Deliverance on the table. It is our redemptive right. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has redeemed us, purchased our redemption of the curse of the law, which included sickness, which included sin, which included the nature that wasn't of God. He's purchased our redemption from it. Keep your eyes on the table. Keep your eyes on the table. You can have a feast of healing and health whenever you want. You can have a feast of deliverance. It's not up to God. The table has already been set. It's now up to you to go and partake of that which has been provided for you. Luke chapter 15 verse 8. Looking at the prodigal son, there's an interesting correlation that we can see there. Luke chapter 15 and verse 18. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 15, 18. This prodigal son had left the house. He says, and then he came to himself. He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he saw he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now notice, this his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I've never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Glory to God. You are always with me, and all that I have is yours. You could have had a feast anytime you wanted. You can have a feast anytime you wanted. All that the Father has is ours, and it belongs to us, and we can partake of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all that the Father has is ours. All that the Father has is ours, including healing. All that the Father has is ours. He has delivered us. He has redeemed us from the curse. All that the Father has is ours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can have a feast and be merry in his presence at any time. We can go into his presence unashamed, unafraid, and say, thank you, Lord. You sent your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and die for me. How will you not, in addition to him, freely give me all things? All things are mine. It is my Father. He has given it to me. And so I decide to partake of it in the name of Jesus. I thank you that I'm not an orphan. I thank you that I'm not fatherless. No matter what the circumstance it may be, all that the Father has is mine. You are always with me, and all that you have is for me. You purchased it for me. You are my Father, the one that made heaven and earth. That is the creator. You are the one that created me. You have a plan for my life. You have plans exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Thank you, Lord, I have a Father. Thank you, Lord, that I have a Father. And all things are mine. All things are mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All things are mine. All things are yours this morning. All things are yours. All that Jesus Christ did belongs to you. The Bible says that it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 21-23. Hallelujah. All things are mine. My. I could spend a whole month on that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore, let no one boast in man, for all things are yours. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God. Hallelujah. All things are yours. All things are mine. My Lord, this week, every day of the week, every day, when you wake up, tell yourself that all things are mine. Everything that belongs to the Father is mine. I'm a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever he inherited, I inherited. My Lord, join us. All things are mine. Whatever I may be faced with pales in comparison with my Father. All things are mine. Today I will have a feast. I will look on that table in the mighty name of Jesus and partake of what has been purchased for me. All things are mine. All things are yours. All things are yours. The Father told the Son, look, you can have a feast whenever you want. There's a table set before you in the presence of your enemies. Keep your eyes on that table. Keep your eyes on that table. There is deliverance available for every aspect of our lives. The Bible said that for this purpose, the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy the works of the devil. He was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. He was revealed for me, and he did all that for me. He's defeated the enemy for me. I don't have to be concerned about that. I have come. I'm the very child of God. You are the very child of God. He's your Father indeed. He's your Father in reality. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. All things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Healing is our redemptive right. It's our gospel right. It is our table right. And we partake of it. Deliverance has been purchased for us. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray this morning. Let's pray. All things are yours. All things are yours. You can have a feast anytime in his presence. The way has been opened into the very presence of Almighty God. He is our Father. We are in the family of God. Talk to him this morning. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. In the name of Jesus, all things are yours. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are a father to us. Thank you, Lord, that we are not orphans. Thank you, Lord, that we have a father. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to consummate the plan of redemption. This morning, whatever is on our hearts, we come into your presence today and ask for your deliverance, for your bread, for us, O God. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you did not spare him, but gave him to us, how will you not with him, freely give us all things? Thank you that you freely give us all things. Thank you that you are with us always. Let your presence become real to us than ever before this week. May your presence be real to us. Reveal yourself to us in our day-to-day activities. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord forever. My Lord and my God. Now, if you are listening as well to this, and you say, I've heard the word of God. I've come to see that healing is the children's bread. And I have a sickness in my body, and I need it to go away. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you humbly. I receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my redemption. And today I not only receive him as my Savior, but I receive him as my healer and the one that keeps me in hell. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Lord, destroy every sickness in my body. Sickness, leave my body now. in Jesus' name. And now I pray for you that the Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these.
Shine upon you.
If you receive Jesus
May
as your Lord and Savior
so
today, we would love to hear from
of his goodness
you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We would love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.